postseason baseball back in town today. 1 o'clock. Okay. If you don't have a television, you don't have a radio, you're busy at work, your boss will understand. Playoff baseball back in town. Best of three. Guardians, Tigers, Tarek Skubal, best pitcher in baseball. Gavin Williams, best pitcher on our team that has pretty good pitching. Let's get it going. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy Baskin today. Let's go, Dano.
I'm so ready for this. I really am. This is outstanding. This is everything you can ask for. I hate the three-game series, if we could get that out of the way right now.
I can't stand it.
I despise the fact that this is a three-game series. I wish it was five, but I know we don't want to have baseball being played while it's snowing.
I wish it was seven. I actually wish there were fewer teams in the playoffs, as you know.
Right, you and I are the same on this.
One of my... It's ridiculous to have so many teams in the playoffs after you play 162 games, because all this becomes now is a tournament. You don't get the reward that you deserve for winning your division. And that's the Guardians and anybody else. You just don't get the reward.
I hate the fact that this is what we are working with, but it's what we are working with.
Yep. So you got to deal with it.
So we got to deal with it. But I am with you. I am so ready for this. I am ready for this three-game series. I'm ready to see Skubal for the third time in 2 weeks. I'm ready for everything that's about to happen. Frankly, I'm borderline ready to see if the magic horseshoe seems to fall out of the Cleveland Guardians at some point, because it has been wedged in them for the last month.
Where is the horseshoe, Dan?
I believe the horseshoe is located where Andy Baskin is currently. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Thank you very much. AB, hope you're well.
Thank you very much. We're going to talk a lot of Guardians today. The game time is 1:08. So, can we be honest? When we get to 1 o'clock, we're talking football like crazy, because anybody who wants to talk Guardians is watching the game.
I mean,
okay, we get that. So, we're going to talk a lot of Guardians leading up to game time today. We are going to talk Browns with Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to Chris Ossenheimer, who covers the G-Men for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's at 11:40. Our buddy Travis Hafner, former Indians first baseman, designated hitter, coming up at 12:20. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. Here we go. Gavin Williams, Tarek Skubal. Just as when the last time they faced each other, you know, first team to win. I think first team to get to three is going to win this baseball game. If somebody gets to two, they probably win this baseball game. You could make the argument that if somebody scores, they win this baseball game.
I think two and three is the way to go. I don't think we're going to get 1-0
as Gavin
Williams have been playing. But you're right. It's going to very much turn into who of this team's can step up and actually get some hits who aren't named Riley Green and aren't named Jose Ramirez. And that's what this is going to come down to, is it's the supporting cast of all these. We know Jose Ramirez is going to get his. He's actually done really well against Skubal in his career. It's kind of surprising how that has gone. A .333 batting average, a .400 on base, and a .472 slug.
That's pretty impressive.
Against the guy who's a 2-time Cy Young Award winner, you'll take that. The problem is that everybody else who has faced Tarek Skubal looks like their batting averages and on base percentages during the regular season. You know, he essentially erases them. So the question that's going to be there is, okay, who else can put together quality at bats against Tarek Skubal? And how do they make sure they capitalize on those quality at bats? I'm fascinated how this is going to go, because, again, you're seeing him 3 times in 2 weeks. You should have a scouting report hammered in stone by now, right?
You would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be no surprises between these two teams. I mean, they know each other. They know what to do. The last time they faced Skubal, if it weren't for a fluky inning, the Guardians probably won't score.
No fluke. Guards ball.
Three balls that don't even hit the infield dirt. And that's your rally. You know, and then unfortunately David Fry getting hurt, and then Skubal without any warm-up pitches after the whole David Fry situation, doesn't get any warm-up pitches and spikes a ball. I mean, that was a fluky inning. We all know it. And hopefully they can actually do something other than have a fluky inning today against Tarek Skubal.
Agreed. They need to hit the ball with some authority. But we've been saying that for 162 games.
Right.
That they need to hit the ball with some level of authority. My fear with this Guardians team I've always been a firm believer in ball go far, team go far. That's always kind of been my philosophy when it comes to the playoffs.
Explain.
Teams that hit the most home runs tend to go the deepest into the playoffs. Reason being, you're not seeing the bottom of anybody's bullpens anymore. You're not seeing the long reliever most of the time in those bullpens. You're not seeing fourth starters. You're not seeing fifth starters. Hell, you're basically not seeing third starters. You're seeing the best of the best when it comes to these teams and what they can offer. So therefore, being able to piecemeal together six hits or five hits or whatever it takes to get runs to come in is a lot harder to do than it is to draw a crucial walk and then hit the ball over the fence. So that's why I've if you look at the history of baseball and the history of teams that have done really well in the World Series and that, it's ball go far, team go far. That's just the way that this has always turned into since the dead ball era, with good old home run Baker figuring that out in the early part and then everybody catching on slowly but surely. Home run Baker, true American hero.
You lead the league with like nine?
Yes.
Yeah. For whatever this is worth, and we're not going to lament too much how bad the Guardians offense was for most of the year. It all starts over today. Team batting averages are 0-0-0.
That is correct.
Right now, the Guardians over the last 30 days, so basically in September, when they made their incredible push, hit 242, which was middle of the pack in Major League Baseball, according to MLB.com. So middle of the pack. Dan, middle of the pack is a significant improvement over what they did earlier in the season. And so the offense woke up a little bit in the month of September. That's good. And, you know, you're seeing guys, you know, for instance, they won the last game of the season. Was it a big deal? No, because they already had the division clinch because the Tigers lost. However, I do think it's a big deal for momentum. Brian Rocchio hits a three-run homer to walk off the game. Brian Rocchio, if you remember, last year, late in the year, postseason, was very good. That's a great carryover, I hope. You know, and there are things like that that I think might bode well for the offense as you go into the series against Detroit.
Brian Rocchio has been the third best hitter in this lineup since the All-Star break. Like, if you look at all of the numbers and all that stuff.
Should that scare you?
It probably should. It's a factual statement. He's been a league average hitter since the All-Star break, which for this team is like, congratulations. I mean, you're at the top of the Faber Pledge class, or the Delta Pledge class, I should say. Like, good for you in that regard. You need those kind of guys there. I hope so for Rocchio's sake. I have been a Rocchio believer for long time.
I like
and
him a lot.
If this hammers at home, and this hammers home how good that guy can be, and you can shore up either second base or shortstop, however you want to look at this, because Lord knows they can't quit Gabe Arias. So if you
they
look
do
at
love
the,
Gabe,
they love the guy.
Them some Gabe.
You can't, for some reason, they can't quit him. But yeah, those are the guys that you got to look at and say, okay, it can't just be Jose Ramirez dragging. And the starting pitching, I should say, dragging the rest of this roster by their teeth. There's got to be more to this. There has to be more success that can come from other people. And hopefully Brian Rocchio is one of those guys. I'm fascinated, Jeff. I'm fascinated by every last bit of this. Like you said, the league average batting average thing. It reminds me so much, and I bet there are other people out there who are this way. I was a horrendous Spanish student. I was forced to take a foreign language in high school. I took Spanish. I couldn't get it to save my soul.
You're a French for me.
Thank you. I couldn't get it to save my soul. But if you put the answer in front of me in a multiple choice, I could get the answer right. So my grades through Spanish.
Which is why multiple choice really is not the way to learn.
It would be a lot better if you'd, you know, went to Mexico or Spain or any of those, and they gave you A, B, C, D as you were talking to people, I'd have a better shot. But the moral of this story is that I would get a D in the first quarter, a D in the second quarter, and then get somehow a B+ on the midterms and finals, which would raise my grade, which feels like exactly what you just said, which is that you got a D in the first month, you got a D in the second month, but hey, in the month of September, you were league average.
You got a C+.
Therefore, I passed. I'm a playoff team.
Who knows what happens here? All I know is I'm not going to be able to get the thought of this offense out of my mind until I see him do something to Tarek Skubal that we don't expect them to do against Tarek Skubal. And because it's a three-game series, Dan, which you hate, I hate, and if you don't beat Tarek Skubal in game one, you've got a problem. I know your games are both at home. You know, the whole series is at home for the Guardians because they won the division. That's great. But if you're down one zip and you've got to win two straight, it puts anybody who loses game one in a three-game series in a huge hole. And that when you can roll out Tarek Skubal, that's a big deal. So fingers crossed for the offense. You could flip it and talk about Gavin Williams going for the Guardians because he was outstanding against Detroit this year. He was really good. Stephen Vogt had very little to think about when it came to who he was going to start in game one against the Tigers.
Gavin's been incredible. Obviously, we've talked about him all year long, just the strides that he's made, the development that he's come along with. You know, from the start of the year to now, it's just been incredible, incredibly fun to watch. And, you know, it's a lot of factors, obviously, the way Gavin's been pitching, but also it keeps him in turn and doesn't, you know, push or alter his routine by much.
Which is a good thing. You know, the way things got managed out, if they had to win, if there was something going on for the postseason and that last game against Texas, Williams would have started and then they would have improvised. As it looks now, it's going to be Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee in game two. Tanner has been up and down this year. When he's been good, he's been really good. And he's given up a lot of home runs. So there's that. And then our guy Slade Ciccone going in game three. I like that. Nice rotation. It gives you a couple of other guys. If you happen to need somebody in long relief, you could throw Joey Cantillo. You could throw Logan Allen in those situations. It sets up really well for this team. And that's a good thing. And it's just stunning what has happened this season. And because of what's happened this season, Dan, I don't think you can put any restrictions on your thoughts for this team as they start the postseason. I mean, you overcame being 15 and a half games out. And it's never been done before. So you've already accomplished something that's never been done before. What's more preposterous? Winning a couple of series and getting to the World Series and winning it in this situation, or overcoming a 15 and a half game deficit? The more preposterous thing is overcoming a 15 and a half game deficit. You can win some series. So I'm not going to put any restrictions on this team. I don't think the offense is very good. It's not very good. They showed us that. But that doesn't mean that this thing couldn't get really fun.
Enjoy the ride. It's all you can do. And I know we're all scared of Skubal. The Tigers.
I respect the guy like crazy. Man, is he fun to watch.
The Tigers had an ace before who won a couple of Cy Youngs.
Mr. Verlander.
And there was one team that kind of figured out how to hit him. And one team that kind of figured out after a little bit, like, okay, this is how we attack this guy. This is how we find some modicum of success.
Modicum. Nice word.
Faced him 58 times. That's the Cleveland Guardians, who ended up with the fifth best OPS against Verlander with a 708, which means this team can scout. This team can figure out how to hit.
Can they figure out how to make the fan base confident as you go into this series?